EU warns China arming Russia would cross red line. By Jack Montgomery on February 21, 2023. The European Union claims that it has warned Communist China that supplying arms to Russia would cross a red line and have consequences. "I expressed our strong concern about China providing arms to Russia," said Josep Borrell, the European Union's grandiosely titled High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy. Of a recent meeting with Wang Yi, the director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. "I asked him not to do that, and expressing not only our concern, but the fact that for us, it would be a red line in our relationship," Borrell added in comments reported by Politico. The EU is itself deeply involved in the conflict, funding, arming, and training Ukrainian forces. "He told me that they're not going to do it, that they don't plan to do it." The Spanish Socialist Workers' Party politician turned highly paid eurocrat said of his meeting with Xi Jinping's most senior diplomat, adding that Brussels will remain vigilant with respect to Sino-Russian relations. The foreign minister for Sweden, which currently holds the rotating presidency of the European Council, concurred that a decision by China to supply Russia with arms would definitely have consequences, of course. Foreign Minister Tobias Billstrom, perhaps cognizant of the relative irrelevance to world affairs of his country, not even a NATO member, and unlikely to become one until it submits to Turkish demands on enforcing de facto blasphemy laws, added that his government was standing side by side with the United States on that message. Billstrom was referencing recent comments by U.S. President Joe Biden's Secretary of State, roughly equivalent to a European foreign minister, with respect to the growing concern on our part that China is considering providing lethal support to Russia in its aggression against Ukraine. "I made clear, as President Biden has almost from day one with President Xi, that that would have serious consequences in our own relationship with China," warned Secretary Antony Blinken. Blinken said that China, while officially opposed to the war, has been engaged in providing rhetorical, political, diplomatic support to Russia. Indeed, Breitbart Europe reported shortly after Russia's full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February 2022 on how Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Zhao Lijian has responded to the attack by saying people should and never forget who's the real threat to the world and sharing a meme image of the USA bombing list. The Democracy World Tour listing American wars and military interventions since 1945. The communist state has also declined to participate in the sanctions war against Moscow and recently conducted joint naval exercises with Russia, alongside South Africa. The U.S. government has already accused both Iran and North Korea of providing arms to Russia for its war, particularly drones and artillery shells. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.